Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're here with another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. I feel very well rested today. I finally got a good night's sleep after that very hectic night searching for an eerie glow. It's amazing what a night of great sleep can do for the spirit. I feel I can conquer anything, especially knowing that we have two incredible junior detectives listening today. 7-year-old Hudson and 4-year-old Sybil. Woof woof, friends. And speaking of friends, it's time for me to get this show on the road with my best friend. Isn't that right, Sniffy? Sniffy? I say, are you still asleep? Sniffy is still asleep, of course. Well, I'd better take advantage of this silence and peace and enjoy my cuppa on the schlub's back patio before...
The pineapples won't stop dancing the Macarena. I'm awake. Please stop dancing the Macarena, pineapples.
The things that go on in your head, Sniffy. That's one mystery I'll never understand.
Me neither. What did I miss, Snoop? I can't believe I overslept.
You've missed quite literally nothing. I was about to have my cuppa.
It can't be.
What is it, laddie?
Is it... It is, it is!
By Jove, what's going on?
Don't you smell that, Snoop? The cinnamon and nutmeg? The smell of pumpkins and squash roasting? The smell of chocolate and marshmallows and gingerbread and cranberries?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's only the greatest of smells today, and that can only mean one thing.
I think I know where this is going.
Today is a holiday. I can smell it in the air. It's harvest day, which means it's feast day, which means lots of stray food dropping on the floor. Yes!
I dare say you are right, Sniffy. In fact, look over there. The Schlupp's extended relatives are arriving. I, too, am a holiday enthusiast. I can't wait for all the food, the conversations, the merriment.
But mostly the food, right?
I am a dog, after all.
Looks like the Schlupp's cousins have brought a dog with them. What kind of dog is that?
I believe that is a golden doodle.
She's cute. The golden doodle is coming over here.
Hiya! You must be Sniffy and Snoop. I've heard so much about you.
And we've heard nothing about you.
My name is Megara, but you can call me Meggie. I'm a cute golden doodle and the pet of your owner's cousin.
Nice to make your acquaintance, Meggie.
It's an honor to meet you, Mr. Snoop. I've been following the stories about your cases for years. Your podcast is the best. And, you see, I want to be a dog detective, too.
You do? What a great aspiration.
I know. You've solved so many cool cases and stopped Professor Mitten so many times. I hope I can do that one day too, sir.
I believe in you, Meggie. And you can stop calling me Mr. and Sir. I'm just Snoop.
Oh, my. Okay, Snoop. The other animals on my street aren't going to believe I met you. We all listen to your podcast every day. Big, big fans. This is so exciting.
What about me? Anyone say anything about me?
Oh, not really. You see, you don't really have the reputation, or rather, the long career that Snoop has.
Oh.
Sniffy here is just starting out. I have no doubt he'll one day be just as well known and storied as moi. Well, almost. I'm not sure any dog can live up to the standards of the great Snoop.
Ain't that the truth? So, can you show me around Bark Street? This place is kind of famous.
Of course. Isn't that right, Sniffy?
Sure, yeah. We can show her around. How about the park?
I want to see it all. Maybe we can even visit Wheeler and check out a gadget?
Those gadgets are for dog detectives only.
Oh, okay. What about London? I'm an Anglophile myself. I love teas, double-decker buses, and the royal family.
Well, we can't go to London. That's a far way. But we can show you around Pflugerville.
You can?
Sure. Here, let us take you to the park and introduce you to some of our friends.
So when did you know you wanted to become a detective?
I didn't really.
Oh, I was asking Snoop. Sorry.
Oh.
That's a fantastic question, Meggie. But I'm not sure I can answer it. You see, being a detective wasn't a choice for me. I just was.
Wow, powerful stuff. Pooh is here!
Ah!
I wasn't prepared for that. Aren't you a little cutie? Like me.
Pooh, be cute.
Yes, this is Poot. She's our groundhog friend and also a member of our detective agency.
Poot's way underground.
Yes, I've heard of Poot. She's such a good asset to the team.
You've heard of Poot, but not me?
Sniffy, you sound jealous, dare I say?
Poot wanted to say happy harvest day. Nice to meet a fellow cutie like me. Poot out.
By Jove, what is it, Sniffy?
Yes, by Jove.
I ran into this human. It really hurt.
That's not a human, Sniffy. That's a scarecrow.
I couldn't tell.
They keep crows away from crops. My street is right next to a farm. We have a pumpkin patch, a corn maze, and even an apple orchard. It's really pretty out there. Maybe you can come visit with the Schlubs one day, Snoop.
Ah, yes, perhaps. Very interesting that this scarecrow has suddenly appeared here. It wasn't here before.
That's because I just put him up. Hi.
Oh, hello, Lorraine. This is Meggie. She's our cousin.
Hey, nice to meet you. There are many rules here on Bark Street. Don't break any of them, or I'll give you a ticket.
Oh, okay.
I'm not shy about enforcing rules. Just ask anyone in the park.
It's true. Wait, so Lorraine, why did you put up the scarecrow?
I have been toiling away on my vegetable garden all summer and fall. I couldn't believe it slipped my mind to put up a scarecrow to keep away any nitpickers. And even though today is harvest day, I wanted to make sure he had his time to shine. His name is Scranton, by the way.
Very excited to see the vegetables of your hard labor pay off, Lorraine.
Oh, me too. Come down to the vegetable garden and I'll give you each a veggie. Not you, Meggie. I just met you.
Alrighty.
Oh, it's just around the corner of this tree and my vegetables! They're destroyed! They're gone! They're ruined! Oh.
Today's harvest day has suddenly become unharvestable. All of Lorraine's vegetables from her garden are gone. This is a travesty. We must get to the bottom of this. But first, let us take a break. Be back soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Sniffy and I have been showing around our dog cousin, aspiring detective and golden doodle, Meggie, when we came across Lorraine. She was very excited about her vegetable garden because today was harvest day. But we just discovered that someone has stolen all of her vegetables. Lorraine is not happy, not happy at all. We must work quickly to find the missing vegetables and return them so everyone can enjoy harvest day.
All my hard work, all my tilling and toiling, for what? Nothing? I knew I should have put Scranton up sooner.
We're so sorry about your vegetables, Lorraine, but we will find them and bring them back to you.
Sniffy's right. Not to fear, Lorraine. Justice will prevail, for Snoop and Sniffy are on the case.
And Meggie.
Ugh.
Harv's day is ruined. I just hope you find the culprit. Look at all those holes in my garden.
Yes, I was just observing that. The veggies. It was as if they were pulled down underground into these holes. Whoever took the veggies took them from below.
Poot's here. What's going on?
Poot, you accused vegetable thief.
Poot did what?
She came out of the hole in my garden. She did it. Poot stole my vegetables.
Poot didn't steal anyone's vegetables.
Lorraine, calm down. Poot wouldn't steal your vegetables.
Yeah, Poot's a detective too.
What? Who is this chatty golden doodle again?
Right.
I'm a detective in training. Now, Poot, did you see anything down in the hole you just popped out of?
I was about to ask that question.
Well, I asked it first.
It's pretty dark down here, but Poot did notice a tunnel I haven't seen before. It's big and leads off towards the flower meadow.
A new tunnel? Interesting indeed. Big enough for us to fit in there?
Yuppers.
Lorraine, I think you should stay here. Gather your wits about you and let us detectives solve this dilemma for you.
If you say so.
Tally-ho, Agent 99.
Into the tunnel we go.
After me.
Let me go first.
I was already in the hole before you squeezed your golden butt into it. Now we're stuck.
You two, there are plenty of holes to get into the tunnel. You didn't have to go into the same one.
I know.
Nice of you both to join us down here. Now, Poot, which tunnel is new?
This one.
And it wasn't here before?
I don't think so.
Sniffy, smell anything?
Snoop, all I smell is dirt and some carrots, and it's coming from that direction. That's right, I have a super-powered nose. What do you have, Maggie?
Shh, I'm trying to listen. I hear something. I hear rustling? Hopping? chewing? It's coming from the same direction.
Well done, Maggie.
Yeah, I have super good hearing. I don't know if it's better than smell, but it's pretty useful.
Smell is probably more important, especially since I already said we should go this way.
Sniffy, Maggie, I encourage a little healthy competition from time to time, but we must remember, especially when working as partners, that we are a team. We are all working towards the same goal, the same solution. Let's not get bogged down with who did what.
You're right, Snoop. Maybe I got a little threatened by Maggie because she's a cute golden doodle, and she's smart and friendly and eager just like me.
And maybe I was really trying to do anything I could to impress Snoop, even put down Sniffy's abilities. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Poot's also sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Poot doesn't know. Poot thought we were all just apologizing.
My ex-partner Elaine the Stork felt that I kept one-upping her. But it was really her who didn't have the heart in it for the right reasons. Being a detective is about one thing, solving the case. And that's what we're going to do now, together. So, onwards we go, down the dark tunnel. Allons-y! A fork in the tunnel. Which way should we go, my detective students? Strong carrot smell coming from the left.
I hear crunching coming from the left as well.
Left it is. We make a great team.
Wait, we're really close now. I can hear the crunching and boiling of water.
Someone trying to make a vegetable stew, perhaps.
They're just around this bend in the tunnel.
Ready? On three. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, dear. Oh, my!
A family of rabbits?
Hand back the vegetables, thieves.
These vegetables? Why, what do you mean?
These vegetables were taken from a friend's garden without her permission.
But, children? Billy? Joel? Jean?
Yes, Mum.
Did you take these vegetables from a garden without asking?
It was Jean's idea.
Oh, no, that's not true. Joel and Billy dared me. I didn't want to do it.
You told us that all these vegetables were given to you because of a Harvest Day miracle.
That's what Billy came up with.
I thought they were. No one was harvesting them. They were all ready to go.
The vegetables belong to Lorraine the duck.
Oh me, oh my. We are so sorry. I can't believe our children did this. Such shame.
We truly didn't know. We just wanted to celebrate Harvest Day with our parents. Bring back a harvest so they could be proud of us.
We are proud of you, kids. Or we were. Never take anything without asking permission first and making sure they don't belong to anyone else.
Here, take the vegetables back. We were just starting to prepare them for a feast, but they remain uncooked. We're so sorry this happened.
Thank you.
It's okay. I'm sure once we explain it all to Lorraine, she'll understand. Why don't you all come up with us? It is Harvest Day, after all.
Are you sure? We feel dreadfully sorry. Wouldn't want to upset her more.
Let's see what Lorraine says.
Oh, yay! My vegetables! They've been returned! So who was the nasty heathen?
Oh, we're sorry. It was me and my siblings. We didn't realize these vegetables were yours.
Yeah, we just wanted to make our parents happy and provide a wonderful feast for us on Harvest Day.
Well, why do you think I was growing all these vegetables in the first place?
What do you mean, Lorraine?
I mean, I started this vegetable garden all because I wanted to host a park-wide Harvest Day fest for all the animals and pets on Park Street. It's a holiday, after all. No one should be left out. And now that my veggies are returned, we can all celebrate together.
Even us?
Yes, even you, you pesky little rabbits. Come on, help me bring the squash and carrots to the roast. It's Harvest Day!
I'll always admire Lorraine's ability to forgive.
She didn't even give out a ticket.
Must be that holiday cheer.
I've learned so much today from you both. Not just about being a detective, but also being a good dog. The camaraderie and teamwork you have is super special.
Well said, Maggie. Sniffy and I have a great partnership. And you have impressed me very much. You have a keen sense, great hearing, and the ability to reason with logic. You're going to make a great detective.
You really mean it?
Of course I do.
Thank you so much.
But even better than that, you're now going to be a great friend.
Aw, you too.
Snoop, we have to convince the schlubs to let us visit Maggie. I want to meet all her friends and go through her corn maze.
Yes, indeed. But now we feast. Phew. Talk about a crisis avoided. And I'm not just talking about an almost ruined holiday feast. Seeing Maggie and Sniffy compete to see who was the better detective reminded me of my youth, always striving to be the best without actually listening or caring about others. That's no way to be a detective or a teammate. You have to listen and work together with your partners if you want to succeed. Never forget that. Oh, and don't take someone else's food. That is a no-no. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, time for part two of the feast. I haven't even had dessert yet. Never forget dessert and always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us. I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!